Amen. You may be seated. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin to seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us have a moment of silence. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. Let's move on to the Great Thanksgiving. I'm going to use different liturgy for this day, for this particular Sunday, but you will continue yours as same. Christ be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give our thanks to the Holy One. It is right, good, and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give our thanks to you, who sent the prophet Malachi to announce your coming reign, the priest Zechariah to remind us of your tender mercy, and John the Baptist to proclaim your coming among us in Jesus. You promise to give light to all who are in despair and to guide our feet on the way of peace. And so, with your creatures on earth and all the heavenly chorus, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and holy is your child, Jesus Christ, whose birth in our hearts we prepare with hope and anticipation, and for whose life, passion, death, and resurrection we give thanks beyond measure. On the night in which he gave himself up, Jesus took bread, broke it, and saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, broken for you. Whenever you eat it, do so in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of the and saying, "This is cup of the new covenant poured out for your healing and the healing of the world. Whenever you drink it, do so in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them before us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be the body of Christ, that to a world that sits too often in gloom and fear. Creator of all, light of the world, spirit of truth, you are the one God to whom we offer our praise and our thanks. Amen. Now, with the confidence of God's children, let us pray the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body. For we all partake of the one loaf. The bread which we break, it is a means of sharing in the body of Christ. And the cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. Table is ready and prepared. Communion ushers, would you come forward? Christ personally invites everyone who wants to receive these elements. Once you receive it for yourself, wait for a moment for all our church members. God. Everyone received your elements? Okay, now let's eat the body of Christ and with drink signifies the blood of Jesus Christ shed for you. You have yours? Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others and be the light of the world on behalf of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of our Lord, Amen.